Pay attention if you want to save your butts. June 8, 2017. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Apparently a lot of people didn't notice or didn't pay attention or didn't know what it meant when I told everyone that I had established a private indemnity bond at the U.S. Treasury covering every state of the Union, but that is critical information to have branded on your foreheads in the days to come. The United States Incorporated is in liquidation. The bankruptcy trustees are going to try to liquidate, sell, tax, or otherwise raise funds off of all the franchises of the United States Incorporated. This includes the state of Minnesota and Crawford County, Minnesota, and John Michael Doe, too. When your land deeds and car titles and mortgages are all in the name of a United States franchise, what do you think is going to happen? You are going to be assumed to be a surety and collateral for the debts of all these fictitious entities, and the secondary creditors, banks and foreign investors, are going to be howling for your blood and for the auctioning off of your assets to pay the bills of the United States. Get it? This is a repeat of what FDR did back in the 1930s, only worse. This time the rotten bastards want it all. They want the copyright to your name, they want your DNA. They want your body, your house, your business, your land, anything that is assumed to belong to the John Michael Doe version of your name. See Power to Sell, the latest land grab. If you are like most people, you had no idea that any such secretive claim against you or your assets existed, and unless you have been reading the news posted here, this is going to catch you blindsided. You are not going to know what to do, and you are not going to have anything in place to defend yourself, unless you remember that you and your property are indemnified against loss. How? Why? By whom? By me and by my team, because we were awake and got things in place for you. Just as neighbors, we did all the work so that at this crucial moment in history, you could remember in which state you were born and write the following: held under private indemnity bond OMRI 00001RA39342764OS Montana, or the same numbers and whatever your birth state is, on your land deeds, vehicle titles, or any other property assets they come after and try to seize. OMRI 00001RA39342764OS Alaska OMRI 00001RA39342764OS Alabama OMRI 00001RA39342764OS Arkansas. This is your home free card, your indemnity policy, your means to rebut all and any claims that come addressed against actual assets held in the all capital letters names. Please do all that you can to help and inform your friends and neighbors and countrymen. I have given specific instructions for those facing sudden huge tax bills and notices of power to sell and similar demands being made against their homes and land holdings in the article called Power to Sell, the Latest Land Grab. P.S. Use the private indemnity bond to protect your bank accounts and IRAs and 401ks, to inform the banks and IRA 401k managers via registered mail that your accounts are private accounts and are held under private registered indemnity bond OMRI 00001RA39342764OS, your home state. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.